India has had a space program since the 1960s. Today, it took a giant step forward, if not for mankind, certainly for the country. This morning, India launched its first ever mission to the moon, an unmanned mission. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, it's a journey with scientific and political implications.
3, 2, 1, 0. +1.
Yes, +2. The vehicle has lifted off.
Vehicle has lifted off.
It was a perfect liftoff.
Ah, you can see the vehicle soaring high into the sky majestically.
Shortly after dawn, the Chandrayaan-1 soared upwards from India's southeastern coast and set off through thick clouds to join Asia's space race.
It's a very beautiful, exciting, very good orbit. Once again, we have achieved a perfect launch.
On the ground at Mission Control, there was loud applause. Madhavan Nair heads the Indian Space Research Organization, leading the mission.
It's a historic moment as far as India is concerned. We have started our journey to the moon, and the first leg of the journey has gone perfectly well.
The unmanned spacecraft will go into orbit around the moon and map its surface in detail. On board, it's carrying Indian, American, and European equipment. It's looking for minerals and water, and a rare isotope, possibly important in producing energy. Eventually, it'll send out a small probe that'll land on the moon, conduct experiments, and drop off an Indian flag. India's moving to catch up with its more powerful regional rival, China, which last month conducted its first spacewalk. Both China and Japan last year launched moon missions. After today's launch, India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, who's in Japan, paid tribute to his scientists.
The mission will put India in the very small group of 6 countries which have thus far sent space missions to the moon. Our scientific community has once again done the country proud.
This is not just about science or space commerce. India's asserting its status as a rising global player. For the Indian government, the missions come at a sensitive period. There's to be a general election before the end of next spring. Some important regional elections are looming. The launch is a useful distraction. These aren't easy times in India. There have been bombings and communal violence. The credit crunch is taking the heat out of India's booming economy. Stocks have been falling sharply. On the streets of the capital, New Delhi, it wasn't hard to find Indians delighted by the moon mission. This is Pradeep Biswas.
Yeah, it's a great achievement, you see. After all, India is one of the very few countries who has been able to do so. We have been able to achieve something which nobody expected 10 years back even.
Raghu Vyas believes India should not be spending money going to the moon. After all, hundreds of millions of its people still live in abject poverty.
It's a total waste. It's a racket. There's many villages that you find in India. There's no road, no drinking water, and there's no electricity there, you know. So this is all waste, what they're doing here.
But those Indians who applaud the moon mission often argue their country's poverty is caused by corruption and bad governance, not a lack of national wealth. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.